Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I had just been scammed by your company. I just received a confirmation saying that I was a winner of an iPad Pro if I take a survey, and all I had to do was just pay a dollar. The moment I gave my credit card information, it charged me $49.89, and I want that money back right now.
All right, ma'am. Let me check what I can do for you. Can I have your zip code?
Yes, 78218.
Okay, thank you for that. And may I have your name?
Yes, it's V as in Victor, E as in Echo.
Can you give me your name so I can try to look for it?
Veverlisa.
Okay, thank you for that. I have it here. Is your last name Brown?
Yes.
All right, can you confirm the shipping address so I can actually look inside the account and see what was the charge for?
Yes, it's 4848 Goldfield Drive, San Antonio, Texas, 78218, apartment number 59.
Okay, thank you very much for that. I can actually go inside and look what's going on. And I can see that you entered in a chance to win an iPad enrolling for the meal planning app BiteHub that lets you count your calories and give you recipe guides to follow, ma'am.
It just said answer some survey questions, and all you have to do is pay a dollar, and I assume that was just for shipping, and it said nothing about price. The moment I put in my information, then that's when that $49.89 was taken out of my account. I need that money. That is to pay my bills, so I need that money back right now.
All right, ma'am. Well, I'm so sorry about the misunderstanding. That dollar, it is indeed for the shipping. In case you win, so right now you're just enrolled in the program, and we can offer you to drop that price to $20 a month, and you still can have the app that gives that counts your calories and give you recipe guides to follow.
Is this through a Spectrum? Because the questions was about Spectrum.
We do partner. I have campaigns that partner with some companies like Spectrum, Verizon, Walmart, Home Depot, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, because I'm about to contact them and the Federal Business Bureau. If I don't get my money back right now, I don't want to hear nothing you're talking about except you're going to put the $49.89 back on my card right now.
Okay, I'll do it, ma'am. And I'm so sorry that there was some misunderstanding from your side. And thank you for calling customer service. I already processed. I didn't process a refund. I just voided the transaction. It was pending. So is there anything else I can do for you?
Yes. When is that money going to be placed back on my card?
I didn't. There wasn't a transaction. It was a pending transaction. So I voided the transaction, ma'am.
You voided the transaction just now?
Yeah.
I'm going to call my bank right now. And if that money is not on there, I'm calling you back.
No, you can call as many times as you want. We're here for you 24/7, ma'am.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
This is Jack.
Okay, thank you,
And you're
Jack.
Welcome. And thank you for calling customer service.
Okay.